Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:53, and Dr. Dworkin joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So, finally, the MS Society and the U.S. National MS Society have announced they're going to put $2.4 million into studying this angioplasty approach that is quite controversial as to whether or not you can treat MS or certain forms of MS using angioplasty. Why has it taken so long? What's the debate about? Is it whether this is actually a condition that leads to MS, the blocked vein, or is it because of a belief by some that it's an autoimmune disease that can be treated by pharmaceuticals? What's the problem here?
Well, I think it's trying to determine exactly what role this plays in the development of MS. And so the question that they're trying to answer with these studies is exactly that. They're going to try and verify the condition itself. That is, looking at people who have MS versus those that don't have MS, check and see which ones, if any, have the blocked veins in the control group. And if the control group has blocked veins, then the question is, why don't they have MS? If the control group does not have any blocked veins and the MS patients do, that further bolsters the hypothesis that it is a contributing factor. And the other step that it's taking, which is, I think, a very important one, is they're going to be looking at young MS patients and whether the vein blockages also occur in them. Because if it's absent in children and they have MS, then the question then becomes, well, then this theory doesn't apply to them, or this hypothesis doesn't apply to them. Does it then apply to adults as well if it's not happening in children? That's one aspect. But if it is found in children, and it finds that the blockages are much more frequently found in children with MS, then this adds quite a lot of weight, enormous weight, in the hypothesis and gives it even more credence or more credibility. So what you're trying to do, again, is to establish etiology, that is, the source or a particular cause for the disease. And so this takes this step in doing it because there is, despite the news reports, there is conflicting data with regards to previous studies and how many people had this condition with MS, how many didn't. The control groups were not done that well. There was selection bias in the treatment. So again, it's just trying to establish what exactly is happening, and that I think is what's going on. I don't think it's a matter of neurologists or the neurology standpoint saying no, we don't want to look into this, because again, you're trying to establish cause. And so you have always in science the attitude of show me or prove it to me. Don't just claim it, but show it and prove it to me. And so I think that's where that interpretation is coming, when people are saying, oh, you know, it's just they don't want to look at this because they're focused on the medication aspect or the autoimmune aspect, when indeed there is that component to the disease. The question is, what's causing that in the first place? So I think that's what's going on, Stephen.
Yeah, but I want to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Because we're a little short on time.
Sure.
Is this study going to involve the use of angioplasty, or is it just a study to determine whether there's blocked veins in people who have MS? Or are they actually going to study this liberation technique and see whether it works?
They're trying to establish first whether this indeed is associated with MS. That's what they're planning with these particular studies.
So these studies won't determine whether the liberation technique that Dr. Zamboni and others claim works, whether in fact it does.
Well, these particular ones funded by the MS are not, but there are other studies ongoing with regards to that to begin with. So it's not as if it's an either or, it's both are going on at the same time. It's just the MS Society is not funding those particular ones.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.